1-800-951-5153 is the toll-free number. That is brought to you, by the way, by SACL CAI. That number, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
All right. Brad Jardis with us. Long time, one time New Hampshire law enforcement officer. And good to have you back here, Brad. You're with us every other week. So
yeah, thank you very much.
We've got some big news to announce to start the show out tonight. We had the NJ Weedman on last night as a special guest. As the jury was preparing to deliberate today, there was closing statements this morning in his trial, which was which he was facing, I believe, a felony count of distribution of marijuana. And they found him with a certain amount of marijuana. It wasn't bagged in different bags, but it was a certain over a certain amount. And so, therefore, they, by default, hit you with a distribution charge.
It wasn't as if he actually distributed it. It's just because he had so much of it.
Right. They didn't have any evidence of him making a sale, but they did have him with some cannabis.
It wasn't even that much. I mean, what was it, 40, more than 40 grams?
He said if it's over 50, I think.
50
that
grams?
That it's a felony.
Yeah, distribution. Not that much. 50 grams.
So... So, again, we had him on last night. You can go to our guest page, guests.freetalklive.com. You can see his interview there. It's also over at SoundCloud as well, at our Free Talk Live SoundCloud page. So you can play that back if you'd like. But I wanted to give you the good news, and that is that he was found not guilty.
That's really great.
That's awesome.
Which is huge news, because in the last time he had a trial, it was a hung jury. It was a 7-5 decision. The state decided to come after him a second time, even though the judge said in his assessment of the case that the judge did not believe that the verdict would be any different this time around. So the judge didn't actually think that they could get a conviction. The judge predicted it would be another hung jury. In point of fact, it was 12 jurors who decided to find this man not guilty this time around, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Shocking behavior.
Oops, sorry. I think CBS News was playing in the background. ABC News, actually, is what it was. I was trying to give the guy a little bit of applause, because that was, that's incredible. And it's right on the heels of very similar news coming out of New Hampshire. It was just about a month ago when we got the news that a Rastafarian, and I believe that NJ Weedman is also a Rastafarian, because he did make mention of being a Rastafarian, I think, briefly. But a Rastafarian guy here in New Hampshire was also found not guilty by a jury.
There was one out of Kansas a couple of months ago, too.
Was it a jury nullification?
Well, I don't know if there was a jury nullification. They found them not guilty. They said
I consider that a jury nullification. I mean, if all the evidence is, if you've been arrested for marijuana possession and the evidence is that you had the marijuana in your possession, then that's, you know, by the law, should be found guilty. If the jury instead finds someone not guilty, that's jury nullification. If all the facts in the case point to this person broke the law or the statute on the book, or on the books, and then the jury finds them not guilty, that's jury nullification, right?
From watching these things from afar, it really seems to me that the theory of jury nullification and the practical application of it is starting to increase. It's almost hitting terminal velocity. A few years ago, trying to get a jury to, you know, people to take the flyers or people to pay attention to what their rights are as jurors, mm-hmm. There wasn't very many successes. But if you look now, they're happening here, happening in New Jersey. They're centered around prohibition. And if you study alcohol prohibition, it was verdicts such as these that forced the hands of the policymakers to change the law.
Absolutely.
Because jurors were just saying this law is wrong.
And some people have been skeptical of jury nullification, saying that, oh, you know, a jury nullification case doesn't mean anything in the long run. It won't change anything. But I agree with you, Brad, that if enough of them happen, then eventually the prosecutors may just decide, you know what, maybe we should focus our efforts somewhere else. And maybe the legislators will decide, okay, this might be an indicator that it's time to change the law.
Re-prosecuting this fellow has nothing to do with anything other than the state has to assert itself.
Right.
You know, this is the law. You're not going to break it. And if you do, you're not going to get away with it. And even though this probably costs them upwards of $50,000 to $100,000, if you think about all the time that's gone into this, it's been a complete and utter waste of people's money.
Absolutely.
To prosecute this guy who's harmed no one.
And thank goodness he got a not guilty this time, because as long as you keep getting hung juries, they can keep bringing it back for prosecution. There's no limit to the amount of times that they can bring that case again and again and again until the jury finally brings back a not guilty. So it took them two tries, but they finally came back with the right verdict.
Well, I'm glad that it's happening. I don't think we're any closer to legalized marijuana as a result, but I think it's a good thing.
Well, I
think we're closer.
I think that every jury nullification, yeah. I think, yeah.
Can you give
I think
me a timeline?
Well, there's never a timeline, but every jury nullification case is one step closer to something actually changing.
I don't know that it has anything. One thing has anything to do with another.
It's,
I mean,
an indicator.
There were no jury nullification cases in Ann Arbor when they dropped marijuana down to a $25 fine. There were no jury nullification cases in Massachusetts when they dropped marijuana down to a civil
How
fine.
How do you know?
There are no, because we're not hearing about
that. Doesn't
them.
Mean
We've been
anything.
Doing this radio program for 10
that
years.
That doesn't
and
mean
the biggest
anything.
Issue that you've got is pot, and you can believe that if a jury nullification was going
I
on in
agree.
Pot in your...
NJ Weedman, we heard about the case in New Hampshire because we're here. The NJ Weedman case is a huge profile case. If the average drug user is given a not guilty in some court in Kansas, we're not necessarily going to hear about it.
I heard about it. I mean, it said right here. I've got the story here if you want to read it.
What
it's
story?
From Reason Magazine from August the 14th. It says, this is from a defense attorney. He says, I had a jury trial this morning on level 3 possession with intent, MJ, level 4 possession drug paraphernalia, and level 10 no drug tax stamp. During voir dire, my almost white, all white, middle-aged, middle-class
right, they couldn't even
jury
see a jury on that case.
Went into full rebellion against the
yeah.
prosecutor, stating that they wouldn't convict
we
me.
Talked
the client.
That.
Right. I mean,
yeah, we talked about that.
You know, there's some things lining up, but we never read a story like
I mean,
this
how
before.
Can you just blow off this, Mark, as though
I
this
just
is meaningless?
I don't think it means it. I mean, I didn't say it is meaningless. I said I don't think that it necessarily has anything to do with making marijuana legal.
It's like lighting the fuse, in my view. Like, this is how... The legislators and the law enforcement lobby and the corporate lobbies have been able to keep a lock on the drug war for a long time. And there's no way that people like the three of us can ever come up with enough money to compete with the people who keep these policies in effect. But the weak link has always been the jury. And now that these things are starting to add up where there's one jury, two juries,
yep.
three juries, this, you know, this has got to be used every single time we go to Concord to try or where you go to your state house where you live. These things need to be brought up.
Chances are good people aren't going to the state house where they live. Chances are good they're not going to pick up and do anything. And, you know, a
true.
Jury nullification case is it is what it is, sitting out on its own. It's nice to be able to go in New Hampshire, and I think that we're going to have some success if people keep on pounding it. But in this state has shown itself to be relatively conservative, at least its governor, on this particular issue. And, you know, maybe with the new governor we'll see some kind of move forward. But I wonder whether medical marijuana legalization is even a step forward when it comes to morality around marijuana. In California, you see medical marijuana being, it's essentially marijuana's legal in California.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty close.
In
but
mass.
The rest of the states, these laws that surround medical marijuana, they haven't changed anything except patients being able to get marijuana. As far as I'm concerned, this relatively harmless plant should be not legal, but you know, left alone by the government. I don't know how jury nullification is going to change that or not.
Just to correct something you said, in Massachusetts, it effectively is legal because there was a citizens' ballot initiative to change the punishment for possession of marijuana from a crime to a $100 fine.
Which is unenforceable.
Which is completely unenforceable. So in Massachusetts, if you get caught, I mean, you could legally give the police a fake name. According to the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police, who wrote a paper on this, if someone gives an officer a
they
fake
can steal
name,
your weed.
They can take your weed and give you a little ticket for Donald Duck or whatever you say your name is, but they can't do anything about it.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. All of these things are important. Things are moving in the right direction when it comes to cannabis, at least at a state level. Certainly the feds, things aren't getting better there. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there's some interesting points about the NJ Weedman case that should be brought up. We'll do that in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Is it just me, or do you agree? It seems like everyone is suffering financially. Even the United States is having problems with its credit. It's just a mess out here, and we could all use all the help we can get. How about you? Are you having trouble financially like millions of others in this country? Having bad credit can affect you in so many ways, from employment opportunities to purchasing or refinancing a home. If you're thinking about restoring your credit, that's a good thing to do. And so be careful out there. Before you do anything, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated, 1-800-593-6408, and get your free guide to credit restoration. And then after reading it, if you would like to arrange a free credit consultation with our approved credit restoration company, just call us back and we'll be glad to arrange that for you. Call today, 1-800-593-6408, for your free guide to credit restoration. Gain knowledge, become aware, and help yourself and your family recover financially. Just call 1-800-593-6408. There's no catch. Since 2004, free to anyone that asks, for as long as they ask. 1-800-593-6408.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, and the features include the webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and you can chat, because the chat room is built into the same page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
www.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it.
All right, so 855-453, once again, the toll-free number here. We've got more on the Weed Man story, but your thoughts are coming first. Let's go to Brian, listening in Indy. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing tonight?
Just great. What's on your mind, Brian?
Last night after listening to your Weed Man argument and also listening to your guys' conversation today about the possibilities of full-fledged legalization of marijuana, there's actually three states that have it. They're voting on it in November this year.
Colorado is one of them.
Medical, full-fledged legalization.
I know Colorado is one. What are the other two?
Yeah, Colorado has Amendment 64. Oregon has Measure 80. And Washington State has Initiative 502.
Wow.
Yeah, all those have various, you know, pluses and minuses to them. Colorado's probably the one that they think is most likely going to go through. Oregon's got a pretty good chance. Washington does too, but there's a DUID part where you're driving under the influence of drugs part that some of the marijuana users aren't happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of bickering, so they don't know if that one will pass or not.
Is that one of those laws where if you had any amount of THC in your bloodstream, even if you consumed cannabis 20 days ago, that you could be convicted of driving while intoxicated?
Well, it was, I'm not reading it right now, but it was like a 0.05 something or other nanoliter, something to that effect, where the average user probably wouldn't get busted, but your really heavy medicinal users would. Potential of it, and right now their medical marijuana law there doesn't have that provision, so some of the medical patients kind of think that they're signing their own death warrant if they do that.
Yeah,
but I don't think so.
As I understand it, there is a test out there that allows police officers to discern whether or not somebody is on marijuana. It's just very expensive. Now, of course, if it gets used more and bought more, it will be less expensive, but at this point it's expensive. And so if they want to find out if somebody's smoking marijuana and driving, you know, I don't think America has the stomach for a bunch of stoned drivers. I mean, all the...
It's already happening, just to let you know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But marijuana-impaired drivers are nowhere near as dangerous as alcohol-impaired drivers.
Absolutely
all the studies
true.
Show that, but I just don't think people have the stomach for it.
But they do have the test, so that can even alleviate some of the people who do have the fears. And that was like their, you know, they always say something stupid like, well, all the people that are driving, or what if your doctor smoked pot, or what if the pilot smoked pot? Well, you know what they do.
I've known, you know, doctors, so and let's see, have I known any pilots? I don't know. Maybe. There certainly are pilots who smoke cannabis. Anyway,
well,
not necessarily that they're smoking it on the job, though. Of course that's a totally different situation for a lot of folks. Brian, thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, also, there's some other good aspects, too. I know Mark was talking about the California earlier, but did you know in Oregon and Washington, you can have up to 24 ounces right now?
Sweet.
Legally, as a medical patient, that's a pound and a half.
That's a lot of weed.
That is a lot of weed.
Thanks for the call tonight, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck to those different states. So it was Colorado, Washington, and Oregon, was it, I believe?
Yeah, I mean, those are provisions that the general public are going to get to vote on, and I think that's great. But here in New Hampshire, we get a marijuana legalization bill every 2 years, like clockwork.
I mean, yeah, but it doesn't pan out. So.
Neither have those. It hasn't panned out yet, but I and mark my words here, I think that on January 1st, 2014, we're going to have medical marijuana here in New Hampshire.
Man, I hope so, and I hope it's not some wimpy medical marijuana, which is what it has been all this time, where people just bring up the most watered-down possible legislation. It seems like they're starting with watered-down legislation. Why not start with the most, you know, principled legislation and then let it be watered down?
Principally let just medical patients use marijuana. How do you principally do that?
You create an affirmative defense that someone can argue when they go to court. If they're using marijuana for a medical reason, it'll be their job to prove it.
One thing you don't do is create a ridiculous distribution scheme operated by the state.
I agree with you on that.
So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Steve. He's in Connecticut. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brad, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm calling because I'm a little bit concerned in regards to some my buddy in Connecticut had all of his firearms seized without any actual justification, warrant, anything in that nature by the police. He was not arrested, nothing, and he cannot get them back, nor can he even, he's trying to appeal it, and they're not even giving him an opportunity to go to court to appeal.
Have we talked about this before? I feel like it sounds like a familiar case. Is he former military?
No, he's not.
So they just came and took his guns, huh?
Basically, he was involved in a sportsman, a sportsman competition, which he won.
It was like a shooting. Was it a shooting competition?
Yes.
Okay.
And you know, he's, you know, very active as far as hunting and everything goes. And apparently, after that took place, him as well as two other members who were involved in that had a knock on their door. Answered it, and he was basically confronted with five cops standing there saying, you know, we know that you have firearms in your home, and we are here to take them away.
Whoa.
And he said, you have a warrant for that because you legally don't have any grounds. And they said, we don't need a warrant. And they just pushed their way in. And
he's a
big guy. He's like 6'7".
What was the sport shooting event that
it was track and skeet shooting.
It was
track and skeet?
Yeah.
Did he beat some cops in the shooting competition and they were just jealous?
Was he doing it on private property, out of his car? I mean, for the cops to do that, I mean, there's got to be something more to the story.
I mean, that's what's puzzling to me. I mean, it was at a gun club where his father has been a member of the gun club for 15 years. His grandfather's been a member.
And you're saying it wasn't just him. You're saying they actually came after other people in the same shooting competition?
Apparently, two other people who were in that competition.
Stand by, Steve. I'd like to bring you back, continue the discussion here, if you don't mind. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mistake number one, answering the door for the police. You can bring up what you want here, though. 855-450-FREE, and if you've got any thoughts, you're welcome to share them on whatever's on your mind. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. The bulletin board system is one of those. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Plus, show prep is posted there as well in the show prep section of the forum. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com. More on the way about the N.J. Weedman case. Some interesting details about that that are worth sharing. But first, we go back to Steve in Connecticut. Steve, you're saying that you have a friend who was competing in a shooting competition. He won the competition. And then it wasn't long thereafter that the police showed up at his house, muscled their way in through his front door and took all of his firearms. They did not bother showing any sort of a warrant. No criminal charges were filed either, correct? Do we have Steve in Connecticut? Steve?
Yes, Steve. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. So no charges filed?
No charges filed, no arrest, nothing like that.
Wow.
And yeah, I don't know if it's because his guns happen to be bigger than theirs or what it is, but it's rather alarming. Because
there's got to be something more to it, because I mean, if the police just randomly showed up at someone's house and barged in and took their stuff, I mean, we're their firearms. We're talking about a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. I mean,
yeah, presuming you know a lawyer who's willing to take that case.
That is true.
People that win skeet competitions generally are people that can afford lawyers. We're not talking about stickball here.
All right, so that's fine. Now, has he done anything? When did this happen?
This must have happened about a week and a half ago.
Were the police officers wearing uniforms at the time?
They were wearing uniforms, yes. Unfortunately, as you said, he shouldn't have opened his door. He should have made them take it in since they didn't have a warrant. Unfortunately, he didn't do that. But, yeah, I mean, they basically said, we know you have firearms here, and we are here to take them.
Was he able to identify the officers?
He did take all the officers' names down and their badge numbers. And right now, I guess he's in the process of, he's already spent like $2,000 on lawyers trying to, file whatever they can do to try and and get his case heard so that he can get his firearms back.
Man, I sure hope that works out. Will you let us know what happened, Steve? Because that's an outrageous case.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you guys know, since you guys have a pretty big following. And I'll thank you guys for your time.
Thanks for the call. Definitely keep us in the loop, and I appreciate you the heads up on that. It's ridiculous. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, we just heard, Brad, you just told us during the break that Daryl Perry from FPP.cc has lost his case against the city of Keene. He filed a case against them for waking him up while they were raiding the Keene Activity Center with what really should have been a warrant that should have been tossed out. I mean, it's a bad warrant, in my opinion. And it was issued by a judge who has a vendetta against Free State Project participants.
Yep.
And Daryl attempted to bring this case against the city, demanding $20 a day restitution and an apology. His original request to the city was just that they apologize, but they refused to apologize, so he brought this lawsuit against them. And the case has been dismissed, and now he's being ordered to pay attorney's fees, which we've yet to determine what they are. So this is a real chilling effect, I think, on the idea of suing the state. I mean, you better believe that you're going to win, because otherwise they're going to make you pay thousands of dollars in attorney's fees.
Well, that's why it's dangerous to represent yourself, because if you file a lawsuit that the argument you're making seems valid to you, but there is a bunch of case law that says, nope, this is frivolous, but you don't know that because you're not a trained lawyer, mm-hmm. nor can you afford one, you end up in this very, very bad situation.
To where if this attorney for the city, because the city hired its own attorney, you know, a separate attorney, like there's a city attorney on payroll that they, in theory, could use, but they didn't. They hired some other, you know, some young guy to come in, and now this guy is going to send them an invoice, and they're going to turn right around and say that Daryl owes that however many hundreds or thousands of dollars it will likely be. And if it's $250 an hour, which is cheap for an attorney, it likely will be in the thousands of dollars.
Yep.
So then they'll say he owes that, and if he doesn't pay it, he goes to jail, and it's not something he can work off in jail. It's just that he's going to sit in jail till someone coughs up some money.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they would actually do that.
You don't
think? But they could, and it certainly would not be out of character if they did, at least in this part of the state.
So if the judge says you have to pay this, what would they have to do in order to make him, you know, to put the hammer down?
Well, if the judge orders him to pay attorney's fees and he doesn't, the judge could hold him in civil contempt, which is indefinite. I mean, they could keep him in jail for 90 years.
So insane. So, anyway, that's what's going on here. 855-450-FREE. I'm sure Daryl will be blogging about it at freekeen.com if you want to keep up to date on that particular situation. But that really kind of makes me not want to sue the state.
You got to be careful.
I wouldn't want to have to pay for their attorney's fees if I lose. And, of course, you're usually going to lose when you sue the state, because it's the state and they back their own people up.
Well, I'm suing the federal government right now, the Department of Homeland Security. And before I did it, this is something I researched and I looked into it. And if you're going to go after the state, I mean, the state can go after you and make mistakes and get away with it.
Right.
If you go after the state and you make mistakes, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
It's crazy. Let's go to Tom. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Yeah, I've mentioned before on the program about how if you're 18 years old and you're earning a living flipping burgers for minimum wage, and you want to go to college, so you go to apply for financial aid, Pell Grants and that sort of thing, then they ask you, well, not just how much money do you make, but what about mommy and daddy, okay? Even though you're 18 and you're legally an adult, you know
that's true.
I mentioned that to you before, right?
It's true,
yep.
Now, I found out what's going to solve that problem. And that, check this out, a student is going to decide to be a homosexual, and then on the 18th birthday, the parents are going to change the locks and say, under penalty of criminal trespass, don't you ever set foot in this house again. And then the student is going to go apply for financial aid, and it says, no, you have to have mommy and daddy fill out this form over here, and they won't do it. And there's going to be a big news story about how horrible this injustice is. As opposed to the other injustice when it happens to somebody that's not a queer. And then they're going to say, why should it even be related to how much the mother and father make? And then they're going to change the laws.
Tom, you know, you make some really good points from time to time. And I think a lot of people get distracted by the very negative approach you take towards people who aren't like you, and also the very violent approach you take towards people who work in government. And I think a lot of the really good points you make get diluted when you say stuff like that. I mean,
well said, Brad. Tom, thanks, sort of, for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. New Jersey Weed Man, or NJ Weed Man, found not guilty. The story is from phillyburbs.com. Ed, NJ Weed Man Fortune, hopes that the not guilty verdict by a Burlington County jury rendered in his pot distribution trial plants a seed for other medical marijuana patients and sparks change in the law.
That's one of them little journalism jokes.
Yep. I think other patients should argue the same points. They could call it the Weed Man defense, he said, after a jury of 10 women and 2 men returned the verdict Thursday after deliberating for about an hour to end the 3-day trial. The law is wrong, said NJ Weed Man. My jury heard that and understood. Fortune, who claims dual residency in Pemberton Township in Los Angeles, was acquitted of possession with the intent to distribute a pound of marijuana that police found in his trunk during a traffic stop in April 1st, 2010. So he had way more than 50 grams.
Right, he said that it was more than 50 grams, so that made me think it was like 50 grams, and apparently it was a lot more than 50 grams.
The state contended the sheer volume in his possession and the $2,000 in cash he had in his pocket at the time of the arrest were telltale signs of distribution, despite absence of other packaging paraphernalia. Fortune always maintained he was no drug dealer, but brought the marijuana with him from California, where he's a licensed medical marijuana patient for his own personal use, while on a trip to New Jersey to visit his family. He says, I don't use it the way the state says. To me, it's medicine. It's food. I feel I'm a victim of a flawed law. He said this in his closing arguments, noting for the jury that he had been eating pot-laced cookies throughout the trial. Oh, in your face, state agents. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. More on the NJ Weedman situation and whatever else. Free Talk Live.
Science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice place is clear. The Unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. Show's brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Get together with other people that think like you do. If you love the ideas of freedom, and that is that you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free as well. That freedom is the ability to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else. If that is in agreement with how you believe, then you should go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about the Free State Project, get the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire, and sign up and make the plan to make the move sooner rather than later. We've already got over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 13,000 have signed the pledge to make the move to New Hampshire, and we want to reach 20,000. So we still have a little bit more to do here. We're not quite at, we're not quite at 66%, but we're getting there, I believe. So,
yeah, I think
are we at 66? 13%, 13 of 20?
Maybe. I'm going to have
my math is terrible. Anyway. So you can go to freestateproject.org and you can get signed up, and that would be awesome, because the more liberty-minded folks we get together in the same place, the more effective that we can be. I mean, we were just talking about jury nullification a moment ago. 65%, Mark. 13 out of 20 is 65%. So we're
almost. So it's like it'd have to be 13-2 to be 66%.
So we're almost two-thirds of the way there.
God, please do not put me on the spot with math. That's just not fair.
But jury nullification, right? We were just talking about N.J. Weedman and his case where jurors came back, 12 jurors, 10 women, two men came back with a not guilty verdict, and he had a pound of marijuana on his person when he was busted. Yeah, that is a lot of weed. That's more than the average person can smoke in a decently short amount of time. And he claims it was all for him, but either way, the important point about his case is that they did not find him guilty of a lesser charge, which presumably they could do. I know they did that in New Hampshire. Not all states work the same way, but in the Weeda Claus case, a friend of ours, listener of the show, Weeda Claus, he was facing growing charges, where he had some plants in his house. He was definitely growing plants. And, they actually did not convict him of those felony growing charges. Instead, they convicted him of a possession charge. So they did convict him of a lower charge. So therefore, I would not tout that as a full jury nullification. Maybe it's a partial jury nullification. But in the Weedman's case, in N.J. Weedman's case, they did not convict him of anything lower in this case. They just found him not guilty. And although I think they did convict him of a possession charge on his first trial, they in theory could have done the same thing here, but they didn't. So this is a full-on, in my opinion, this is a full-on jury nullification case. Somebody online was coming earlier, this isn't really jury nullification, but I think it is. If the person is, by the law, guilty of the crime, and then the jury nullified
that. In the N.J. Weedman one?
Yeah.
Well, he argued that the New Jersey Constitution said that No? They said that there was jury nullification so that they could judge the law.
The jury the New Jersey Constitution that he cited for us last night made it very clear that the jury had the right to judge the law itself.
But that doesn't really have anything to do with the marijuana, so that's still...
No, they got him red-handed. I mean, he had a pound of marijuana. That's over the 50-gram limit. That's a felony distribution charge.
The state proved his case.
Right. By the facts of the case, he should have been found guilty. The jury found him not guilty. That's a jury nullification case.
Yep.
And it's not the first one. There have been a handful of, a couple of them now, just within the last several weeks. And hopefully this will be, the continuation of a trend of people around the country being set free if they bother to take their case to trial. Maybe this would happen more often if people would actually take their cases to trial and argue for jury nullification while in court. And by the way, he informed the jury and the rest of the court, mind you, that during the trial, he'd been eating pot-laced cookies the entire time. So basically admitting to continuing to possess marijuana and admitting to using marijuana in the court, which likely the judge...
How did he get them past the bailiff people?
The cookies, man.
Bring in lunch. Just bring them in your lunch bag.
Just cookies.
Yes, yeah.
So so he admits this. Fortune is believed to be the first defendant in New Jersey to be allowed to present his use of medical marijuana as a defense in a criminal trial, garnering his case attention statewide and beyond as the legalization debate continues. While he wasn't allowed to discuss the New Jersey law, which was not in effect when he was arrested, nor would allow him to legally possess the drug here, Fortune was able to tell the jury he was a licensed medical marijuana user in California. At an earlier trial this spring, he was convicted of possession, but that jury could not reach a unanimous decision on the more serious distribution charge, and the Rastafarian was retried this week. Judge Charles Delahi, who presided over both trials, will sentence Fortune in January for possession. He could get up to 18 months in prison, but it's likely he'll get a probationary term. The longtime activist and author used his criminal case and the potential exposure of 5 to 10 years in prison to rally his cause and start a debate. In pretrial motions, which were subsequently barred from being argued before the jury, Fortune challenged the constitutionality of the state's criminal code now that New Jersey has a compassionate use medical marijuana law that recognizes the benefits of cannabis. He said Thursday he looks forward to the state appellate division reviewing that motion when he appeals the possession conviction. So he's going all the way up. He's taking the possession.
Good for him.
All the way up the line. Fortune, who represented himself with the help of a court-appointed attorney, so he had standby counsel, but he presented the case. He spoke directly to the jury, and this is what Weta Claus did as well. He had a standby counsel, and that way, there's an attorney in the room to which you can sit down with, you can consult, get some suggestions, work together on motions, things like that. But ultimately, I think this is an important step, is having the individual who is being tried, as long as they're not like an antisocial person, have them do their own defense, because then you get to make that connection with the jury. You can look into their eyes as you're talking to them, and that's different from having, I think, an attorney present a case for you.
Plus,
there's more you can get away with too.
I like the idea of doing the opening and the closing arguments, specifically the closing arguments when you're the defendant. But there's so many things that a lawyer, hopefully, as a, what do they call that, reserve counsel or whatever, standby counsel, they can catch these things. But activists have missed so many objections.
He said Thursday he thought that he was in for another deadlocked jury and that the not guilty verdict came as a surprise. He said, "I expected to get one juror, but I got 12. I didn't expect it, and I'm very grateful. I think the jury sent a huge message to the state, the governor, and the prosecutor's office. People don't want marijuana users hauled into court and locked up in jail." Fortune, who wore his "Marijuana, It's Okay, It's Just Illegal" t-shirt for his final day of trial, said he plans to remain in New Jersey for another week or so to campaign for Congress in New Jersey's 3rd District. This guy is a nonstop activist.
I'm surprised he got away with wearing a t-shirt
in court with a message on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have. I've had that stopped in my court trials before. So Fortune, his case highlighted the vast difference in state medical marijuana laws and the national debate over legalization. I thought there was a quote in here from, here we go. The judge got uppity with Ed here, or with NJ Weedman. He Let's see. Shortly before he started his retrial, Fortune opened a new dispensary in California in honor of the assistant prosecutor in his case, calling it Luciano's Place. He almost didn't get to hear the verdict as his supporters applauded for the jury as they left the courtroom. During his closings, Fortune was nearly held in contempt of court for trying to advance his jury nullification argument. The judge quickly stopped him, reminding him of his earlier ruling that barred the argument. Fortune began verbally sparring with Delahi, who then ordered the jury out of the room and told the defendant he would be held in contempt if he continued to ignore the court's orders. The judge said, "If you want to make a martyr of yourself, the court will deal with you. You've done everything you can to disrupt this trial." So apparently,
it's his trial. How is he disrupting it?
So this is interesting. So what the weed man told us yesterday was that he was able to introduce the portion of a New Jersey Constitution that basically says the jury has the right to judge the law itself, as well as the facts.
That's weird. Usually any attempt to introduce or speak about the Constitution
is denied. So he was allowed to do that, and he actually had a placard that he made up, some sort of a signboard that he was able to place in the courtroom, which had written out that portion of the Constitution. So not only was he able to speak it, but he also was able to put it up for them to see.
So they had to keep reading it,
right?
And they left it up like over
a whole day. They left it like the next day. He came into court; it was still there. He was bewildered that they did this, but they did. So apparently, he was allowed to bring the Constitution up, but not allowed to actually talk about jury nullification in his trial. And regardless of that, the jury went ahead and found him not guilty anyway. It's a huge case.
So it's basically, hey, this is what it says, and this is what it says. I mean, you can't say, please do this. You just can say, this is what it says.
And of course, Luciano, who's the assistant prosecutor, claimed that this is not a litmus test on the war on drugs, he said. Luciano also said the numbers and common sense should lead to a guilty verdict, noting that Fortune had enough pot on him to smoke for months, not a brief visit to New Jersey. By his calculations, Fortune would have to smoke 2 to 3 joints an hour, nonstop for 24 hours, to get through the pound of marijuana in about 6 months. MJ Weedman disputed the prosecutor's math and said it doesn't fairly portray how he uses the drug. More coming up.
The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Got vampires? Zombies roaming the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.